Mom, thank God you're gonna be okay.
So relieved. But you both should know when my time comes, I have a final expense policy with Senior Care USA.
If you're over 50, call Senior Care USA now to learn more about final expense insurance plans.
My call quote is free, and there's no pressure. So glad you'll be taken care of.
Call 1-800-717-4179. That's 1-800-717-4179.
Weekend, a good day of worship on Sunday, chance to relax. All right, all the indices in positive territory are off their highs. Dow was up almost just on a point at one point in time. It's at 157. It's about two-thirds of 1%, give or take, right now, and everything else up. Well, actually, NASDAQ's up 3/4 of 1%. That was up close to 1%. So that is off its highs. So the S&P off its session highs so far. We'll see where it goes. All indices closed in pretty decent territory over the weekend, over the Friday, anyway. As a matter of fact, the highest the markets have been in 32 years, best start of the year in 32 years. For markets, pretty significant. Anyway, 844-707-5533. Oil prices still very much in the eye of everybody. Oil prices are dropping a little bit. Crude oil prices dropping. National average of gasoline across the country, well, it is up from last week. A week ago today, it was $2.31. $0.08 per gallon. That's a significant move up. A month ago, it was $2.27. We're still in pretty good shape compared to a year ago. A year ago, it was at $2.51. So we are still well below that mark. And I suspect we could see the national average of gasoline continue to rise. And some of the most expensive states, if you're watching on television, you're seeing the map, are those dark red states. The least expensive are those dark blue states. So you can get a look, a better look at all of that. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up. You're welcome to do that. Okay, let me just take a quick look here at where we are. So Democrats are pushing Mueller to make report public. Mueller doesn't get an option on that, by the way, in case you're wondering. It goes to the Department of Justice. So the Attorney General will make that call. The Attorney General makes a call as to whether that is made public or not. So I maybe they're hoping that Mueller will not go through the proper protocol and just release this, which in my opinion would be the same as leaking the information. So one would hope that he's got a little bit more credibility than to leak the information out before it gets to the Department of Justice. Let's hope so. Small town USA is falling further behind urban America in job opportunities after the recession. Well, that always happens. This is not an anomaly or a one-off. Anytime we have a recession, the very first part of the country that feels the positive impact of coming out of that are the larger cities. The problem with the lag behind with very small town America is they oftentimes never recover from that. They never really feel the effects of that because, unfortunately, people leave to get jobs and they never come back. So companies could even leave when this is this presents itself as an opportunity sometimes for companies to move on. And unfortunately, when these things happen, they oftentimes increase a gap that is already there between the jobs or the those that dwell in bigger cities or more densely populated areas, the advantage they have when it comes to job opportunities than those in more rural communities. So this is very typical. This is not something out of the the ordinary, and certainly we are going to see a lot of talk about this as the left is going to do everything they can, you know, to make it look bad for this president. This is the heartbeat of America where they're most concerned about. So anyway, it is interesting to see that happen, but it's the one thing they neglect to say is the recession lasted so long under the Democratic watch of President Obama. Okay, we've got our ag report coming up. Craig Halgert, a lot of things happening with hogs in China right now. I wonder if he's going to talk about it. We'll be right back.
This is Craig Halgard with your Financial Issues Ag Update. Well, corn had a pretty mellow day on Friday as it ended up closing down a quarter cent for the day. The USDA Ag Forum released their 2019-20 balance sheet, which shows the projected carryout dropping from 1.735 billion bushels this year to 1.65 billion next year. They arrived at this projection by using 92 million planted acres for this spring and a national average yield of 176 bushels per acre. In the overnight trade, spot corn futures are trading 3 cents higher. Friday saw soybean futures trade in a tight 7-cent trading range before closing slightly lower for the day. After the close, we had a lot of comments regarding the trade summit meeting. Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue commented that China has agreed to buy 10 million metric tons of soybeans from the United States. Now, the timing of this purchase is key, and it's also yet to be determined if this is just shuffling of demand from South America to the United States. Nevertheless, in the overnight trade, we're reacting fairly strongly to that and have soybean futures trading a dime higher. Wheat ended the week with a higher close straight across the board in all classes. Strength in Minneapolis wheat market was possibly a function of the trade being convinced that we're going to see some more wheat business to China. Now, in the overnight trade, Chicago and Kansas City are both trading a penny lower, while Minneapolis is unchanged. March cotton futures slipped a bit on Friday as they closed 35 points lower to settle at 71.84. In the overnight trade, spot cotton futures have bounced back and are trading up 41 points as I record this. The livestock futures saw more losers than winners on Friday. April live cattle were 27.5 cents higher for the day, while March feeder cattle closed down 32.5 cents. April lean hogs were also lower as they closed down 50 cents to settle at 55.45. Now, after the close, we had the monthly cattle on feed report, which was reported that the total supply of cattle on feed on January 1st was 11.69 million head of cattle. That was up 1.7% from last year. On average, the analysts were expecting total inventory to be up 2.3% over last year, so we may have a positive reaction to that report today. March Class 3 milk futures had a strong finish of...
Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest. Would you consider taking charge of your financial stewardship while being biblically responsible with God's money? Consider partnering with Financial Issues. For a contribution of $85 a year, you'll get Dan's buy list every Monday morning, receive our regular email alerts, and have access to Dan's asset allocation models. You can ask questions of Dan as part of his market and economic conference call every month. But best of all, you'll be supporting the Ministry of Financial Issues. Would you become a partner today? You won't regret it. Go to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
For our needs.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It's great to be here. 844-707-5533. U.S. wholesale inventories jumped 1.1%. Well, that is a jump. 1.1%. By the way, that would indicate that the GDP number, this is a December number, by the way, that would indicate that the GDP number might be a little bit better than what they originally forecast or what they expect. This is a, there is, should be some sort of direct correlation here between this and GDP. So we'll see what that does. But inventories, the ratio of inventories and sales to sales rose 1.3%. So sales were down, inventories up. But it's inventories that get produced, and it's inventories that are going to count to the GDP. So we'll see if anything comes of that. I don't know. I mean, markets didn't move on the number at all. They stayed pretty much where they were. So we'll see. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Joseph in Indiana. Hey, Joseph.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee.
Yeah, Jackson, Tennessee.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm trying to find out some information. I have several relatives I would like to sign up for the Timothy plan. I have their Social Security numbers, but I'm just trying to find out, how do I do that?
You can do it online if you have all the information. So you can go to timothyplan.com and open up an account for whoever you want to open an account for.
Okay, so they wouldn't have to know it, because I really don't want them to know it initially.
Yeah, no, if you've got their Social Security number, you know, they wouldn't have to know that you are, you know, that you are setting that account up. But understand that you're using their Social Security number. So if there is a 1099 at the end of the year, you know, showing some gain, which there likely will be, they've got to pay tax on that. So in other words, next year, by this time next year, they will have to receive a 1099 for their tax filing, unless you're going to pay their taxes. But if it's in their Social Security name, as it should be, then they're still going to have to pay the tax.
Okay, because I know one of them I probably wouldn't mind paying the tax for. The other two, you know, they should, because I really don't want them. In other words, it's like something where it's really good for them, but they may not be mature enough to actually have the foresight to know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, unfortunately, the IRS is going to go banging on their door if they don't pay the taxes on it, because the 1099 is going to get filed. It's going to get filed against their Social Security number. And then, you know, they're not going to file to pay those taxes. And, you know, eventually that's going to catch up with them.
Okay, the other thing I need to know is how much does it cost to join with you? That yearly thing.
It's $85 a year.
Okay. And what do I need to do?
Well, you just got to go to the website, financialissues.org.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can partner with the ministry. Once you do that, you'll be able to get, you know, a lot of, obviously a lot of information and some videos that'll help you. There's a video on there that is for people that are new to the ministry, just starting out. So that would be the first thing you'd watch, and then you go from there.
Okay, financialissues.org. Okay, and I got to tell you, brother, you're doing a tremendous job. I'm a traveling missionary.
Oh, wow, good.
And 48 states in Mexico in 14 years, June 29th, 14th anniversary.
Wow, wow, that's wonderful.
Itinerant. Yeah, the whole thing is itinerant, and you get a bird's-eye view of the United States, and this is such a great country with all the warts. We are still number one.
Amen.
By far.
Amen. No doubt about it. And, you know, we have missionaries all over the world that, you know, that use us and work with us and follow us. So it's exciting, you know, to see that happening as well. It's great. It's great stuff. But, yeah, boy, you're doing a great work. You're in the trenches there. We sure do appreciate it. And thank you for what you're doing for the kingdom. That's great stuff.
It's fun.
Yeah, I bet. I bet it is. I bet it is.
It's fun because if you ever get down, God will constantly send you somebody to keep you in balance and keep you encouraged.
Yeah, don't I know that? Whew. Yep. Yeah. You are right about that, always.
And your sense of humor is like a two-edged sword because it's attached to your joy, which we were downloading with us when we came on the planet. Uh-huh. And the devil will think you're crazy and go to somebody else because you figure he threw the kitchen sink at you, you should be sad, and you got joy, he'll leave you alone.
Yeah, that's right. Amen, brother. I'm with you. Yeah, great stuff. Boy, that's really good to hear. It's exciting. So I wish you all the best and all of God's blessings, which 14 years, man. You got another 20, 30 years in you, I'm sure. So
sure. God be the glory.
Yes, yes, sir. Thank you, Joseph. I appreciate you weighing in. God bless.
How about you, too? Have a blessed day and a blessed week.
Thank you. Good stuff. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Larry. Larry's calling us from Illinois. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, my question this morning is my wife and I were transitioning into retirement, and just your thoughts on tithing on Social Security benefits?
Well, I would leave it up to you. We know what Scripture says, you know, that if you consider, I would tithe on my Social Security because I'm tithing off my first fruits, my income right. That God has provided for us. And I believe that if we are fortunate enough to live in a country and we are fortunate enough to receive Social Security because we've worked hard all our lives, then that certainly is a blessing of God helping us to put some food on the table, and I believe we ought to tithe from it. I'm not a theologian, and I'm not going to, give you a chapter and verse, but I believe that it is part of our income and part of our fruits that God has blessed us with.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I appreciate that. I was just kind of wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Yep,
and we've been partners for about 3 years, and we certainly appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that, and thank you for your partnership. It's a blessing. Thank you, Larry.
All right.
God bless. Well, great question. You know, and folks, I want to remind you, I know we have so many people that have been partners with us for so long. A lot of them coming to the retreat, and I hope you're one of them. And if you if you're praying about that, man, I hope you're able to come. I hope you will go to financialissues.org, get information. Dr. Woodrow Kroll, former president of Back to the Bible, Back to the Bible. Back to the Bible has been around for 70 years, maybe. They've only had three people in the leadership. Theodore Epp started it many, many, many years ago. Dr. Woodrow Kroll was at the helm for a very long time. And I believe he is one of the best Bible teachers in the country. And Woodrow Kroll Ministries now, he so-called retired, but he's probably busier than ever and teaching God's word and giving pastors in third world countries and in, all over the world seminary classes in their native language that are absolutely amazing. So many pastors teaching and preaching, doing a wonderful job because they're, you know, anointed by God for sure. But this gives them a whole level of teaching that is such a blessing to the people of that country. And so he's still doing that. He's going to be with us. He's our teacher for three sessions during the retreat. It'll be amazing. Our theme is God is able. And I can't wait to see how he's prepared for that. And we're so excited that he's coming back again this year. And all of you that experienced it last year know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, you'll find out and you will be blessed beyond description. So we hope that you will come. Marty Goetz, an unbelievable worship leader. If he can't bring you into a state of worship, nobody can. It's amazing. And we do a whole lot of worship constantly. Marty's up and down on that piano all the time. But he is an amazing person. If you don't know him, you need to look him up. But he's going to be part of our program as well. I am going to be like you, hopefully, just sitting in the audience. I will share some things with you, obviously, talk about where we are and where I think we're headed. And we will do that, but it's going to be very brief. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the worship, making new friends and new members, meeting new members of our family at Financial Issues. So many people that Yvonne and I still talk about, you know, after every retreat, we talk about that we're so grateful that we've had an opportunity to meet these people. And we will get to know you because we will have meals together. It's a small group. We don't have a lot of people. That's why I urge you to register. As soon as you can. We don't have any, we will not expand our seating capacity at all because we're not able to. So, but we do need your registration. The sooner we solidify our list, we have an opportunity. I don't know if we'll make it, but we're hoping to get a discount on the all the food and the other things that we are paying for. This cost us money, folks. We don't want it to be that way, but it does. And but we do see this as an incredible blessing, spiritual renewal for all of us. And it is a opportunity for you to get to know us. And we are hoping that out of this, which we know will happen, we will have a lifetime partner.
People like you. There are strict time limits to file a claim, so call us today to learn more and to see if you qualify. There is no risk, no obligation, no money out of pocket, and no reason not to call. We're standing by 24/7 waiting to talk to you. So if you or a loved one have been diagnosed with lung cancer, call now, 800-316-8134, and see if you qualify within minutes.
Asking me a question, Felipe is asking me a question. Felipe, look, I can't answer that. It's totally up to you. You're going to have to make that decision. Look, if you think life insurance and annuities are investment products and you want to do that, they're great insurance products if you want insurance. But if you want to be investing and you want to use those products, and you think they are best for you, then that is fine. I will just say, and I'm not going to say the name on the air, but that company is probably one of the last companies that I would do that with. But at the same time, I respect your opinion. Nobody should do this if they don't have the confidence and the comfortable place to depend upon themselves. To be able to understand this, know this, and do this. So I would not, look, I would recommend that you do, first and foremost, always do what you're comfortable with. Don't try to change that. I'm not comfortable in ever recommending people supporting abortion, pornography, and gambling, and the redefinition of God's word. If you want to support that with your money, that's fine, but people do that, and then they ask for God's blessing. And unfortunately, you know, because you've listened to this program, as you've said, for a long time, that that is the case. You know that. So it wouldn't matter if you didn't know it. Pleading ignorance is going to be a hard thing to do at the judgment seat of, in front of the judgment seat of God. But look, that's okay. And if you want to allow financial advisors to rob you of God's blessings, that's okay too. But I can't tell you, you know, which direction to go in. You're going to have to pray about that and see which direction God leads you. 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533, financial issues. I'm Dan Celia. Let me go to Dale. Dale is calling us from Oklahoma. Hey, Dale.
Good morning, Dan. Bless you and your ministry.
Thank you.
A couple of weeks ago, I called you about the company I indicated to your screener.
Uh-huh.
And I'm 78, and my wife will be 78, and I expect to live maybe another 10 years, hopefully without any catastrophe. I asked you about selling that stock because it had appreciated on me. Up to 12.5% last week, and the dividend's only 4.8 per year. Well, that means if I sell it at 12.5 now, that's good for 2 years worth of dividends. Should I sell that? Did I misunderstand? You told me, you mentioned that I shouldn't.
Well, I don't remember the phone call, but I probably asked you if you were an income investor.
And I am.
And so that's probably why I said, no, 4.5% is better than you're going to do anything in a CD. And if you're an income investor, I don't know if you've ever heard me say this, Dale. I expect you have because you've listened to me for a while. But I tell people that are income investors, you shouldn't worry about your value. You shouldn't be worried about whether it's going down, and you shouldn't get excited when it goes up. The only thing you should care about is receiving your income on a very regular basis. That's what's most important if you're an income investor. So
I might mention, Dan, sorry.
That's okay.
I might mention I'm kind of straddling. I don't need it, and I do need it. It depends a little bit.
Yeah.
And I try to take advantage of any appreciation. I don't sell my preferreds very often at all. I depend on them to kind of back up the income. But on the other hand, I kind of dabble in the equities that have are a little bit more risky.
Well, so then let me regroup and go back to a strategy that I've been talking about for some time. If you're not dependent upon the income and you're up 12%, you ought to sell out of the position.
Okay. I'll see if it'll turn around, and it's 11.31% right now, appreciated value. Okay, that answered it, Dan. Thank you very much, and keep up God's work.
I'll do it. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let me go to Melinda. Melinda's calling us from Minda. I'm sorry, Minda. Calling us from, I'm not sure, AT. Oh, Melinda. Minda, you're from Atlanta or Georgia? Is that where you're from? Where are you from? Tell me. Go ahead, Minda. I'm sorry.
Dan, this is a joke.
Minda.
Minda, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
All right. This is for all the women out there who are going to the conference. I know that you have played a repeat of a previous conference where you said just get casual and wear your jeans.
Yes.
But my question is, Yvonne going to wear jeans?
Oh, I don't know. I can't answer that for her.
I'm kidding.
But if you were there, you were there. Were you there last
time? No, I've never been. No, I've never been.
She probably is. Yes, I would suspect she is. I would be surprised if she isn't. But yes.
It's a joke. I want to know if I should wear jeans or not.
Yes, so absolutely. You kidding me? You can wear your pajamas. We don't care. And you,
okay.
We want you to be relaxed. We want you to be relaxed.
I know you do. And I just want to encourage people to come to the retreat. Even though I've not been there, I know it's going to be awesome.
Minda, I can't wait to meet you. I know that you have been a longtime partner and supporter of the ministry, and I'm so glad you're coming. We can't wait to meet you.
Yes, sir. Yep. And tell Yvonne no pressure on what she wears.
Okay, I'm gonna tell her she better dress up. Good. she wouldn't anyway. She's gonna be casual and relaxed, and so we all will be.
Well, that helps me a little because I always have a tendency to overdress at these things.
Yeah, no, don't.
I need to just relax about it.
So. Yep. Yeah, relax.
All right.
All right, Minda. I look
God
forward
bless.
To it. We'll see you in a little
me
bit.
Too.
All right.
All right.
God bless.
Bye, Dan.
Thank you.
You too, Dan.
Thank you. 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Rich. Rich is calling us from North Carolina. Hey, Rich. Oh, Rich. I don't know if I can go to Rich. Rich, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
No. I just hear a lot of noise, Rich. I don't think I can talk through it, though. We'll have to put you on hold. Maybe you're in a bad cell area or something there, but we're not going to be able to get to Rich. Maybe I'm on a speakerphone. He's got his windows down or something. But it was too loud. Anyway, makes bad radio, guys. We gotta make sure that we can hear you clearly. Let me go to Tommy. Tommy's calling us from where's Tommy calling from? Ohio. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Dan. I'm glad you took my call. I've been stressing here about what to say. I'm not a very good speaker. My mind works, 10 times faster than my mouth does. But I've always been a believer in Jesus, as long as I can remember. I mean, even when I was a kid, I was blessed to have a grandma that was in the faith, and she had pictures of Jesus all over her house. But, I hear what the Spirit says. Revelation is coming alive in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I always wondered what it meant by listening. For those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never heard. I didn't know who it was that I was hearing, but I was hearing. I'm hearing something in my head all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling me now that the in the gift of discernment of grown to know that I can't stand to hear lies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had cable TV. I had all the cables. I had them all. But I can't stand to hear lies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it's on TV anymore. I don't understand why the Christian still has that cable box in their house when all they hear from that TV is lies.
Mm-hmm.
And disgusting things. I mean, movies is all about killing people.
Well, I don't understand it either, Tommy. It's one thing to hear it. It's one thing to try to sift through it and get a little bit of shred of truth here and there. But, as Christians, as you've pointed out already, as Christians, we're called to weigh everything we hear against God's word. And, we always have to be careful of what we hear. And we always have to go through discernment. Look, I can't think of too many sermons that I've ever sat through that I didn't go home and open up the scripture and make sure I was hearing what I thought I heard correctly and try to go through my own.
anti-aging skincare, hydrating moisturizer, high-coverage concealer, and non-creasing foundation all in one. With Luminous Silk, you get it all to try for $29.95. But it's our 20th anniversary sale. Call or go online and use this special coupon code for a full 33% savings. Try Luminous Silk now for just $19.95. Plus, you get free shipping and these premium free gifts. Say bye-bye to old-fashioned makeup. Try Silk right now.
To order your Luminous Silk, call 1-800-675-1618 or go online at trysilk.com. Order now.
Community Credit Union. Your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
All the indices in positive territory, everything's up over half of 1%, so that's good news. The Nasdaq's making another run at 1%, seeing if we can get there. The technology stocks are a little bit more volatile, as they usually are, so we'll see how that goes. Doesn't matter. It's the last 10 minutes are the only thing that seem to matter much. Let me see if I can get Rich back from North Carolina. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. There you go. That's better. All right.
Hey, so I apologize about earlier. But
no problem.
So I've been putting into a TSP since being in the military, and I've got just over $70,000 in it right now. Would have, you know, rather had a little bit more in there, but, you know, it is what it is. I retire at the end of this year. And I want to know, I want to be biblically sound with that money, and I want to know what I can do with that and what programs you would recommend me to transfer that over into.
So you can do basically anything you want with it. You can move it anywhere you want. You could even leave it where it is, which I wouldn't recommend, but you can go anywhere you need to with it. I would put it in, you know, you want to roll that over into a contributory IRA. An IRA that you can continue to contribute to. Now, unfortunately, Rich, if I had my way, you know, I would like to see you roll it into a Roth IRA. The problem with that is that you would have to pay tax on all that money. So what I would suggest is that you roll it into a traditional IRA, but wherever you do that traditional IRA, that you would roll it, you would open up a Roth IRA at the same time, and then every year you can move some money out into the Roth IRA. So eventually, long before you officially, you know, retire from working altogether and need that money, you'll have it all into the Roth side of the IRA. Now, I think you ought to do that at a brokerage company like a TD Ameritrade or an E-Trade or a Interactive Brokers or a, you know, Fidelity.com, one of those brokerage accounts, so that you have lots of options. You can go into some Timothy mutual funds. You can go, if you need to or want to, if you want to stick with mutual funds, you can go into individual stocks or bonds or CDs or anything you want to do. And I suspect you're still young and have a potentially another career ahead of you. And so you probably ought to be fairly, you know, aggressive with the investment strategy.
All right, thanks, Dan.
All right, thank you, Rich. Hopefully that helps you. I sure appreciate it. Thank you for your service, brother. All right, let me go to Mark. Mark calling us from Mississippi. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Hey, I've got a traditional IRA that I inherited from my mother, and also with this same investment firm, Mr. Jones, there's another account there that has mutual funds in it.
Okay.
And it seems like, you know, I'm getting hit every month. It's like probably maybe 50 in the traditional inherited, and I'm getting hit with like a $50 fee every month, no matter if it goes up or goes down. Mm-hmm. Anyway, is there another option there with those funds at that investment fund that I could do with it?
Well, not there, but you could move it over to, if you want to keep the you know, the funds that you have, you can do that and roll it into an IRA account or accounts that are just at a discount brokerage firm that you can, you know, you can watch and hold there. And, you know, that might be something that you want to consider doing. If you feel as though you want to either just leave them where they are or try to manage them a little bit on your own, that would be one option.
Well, I'm a partner. I have a Charles Schwab account. That was at the time when I joined you.
Yes.
Still recommend.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a Charles Schwab there, and I also have a Roth IRA with Woodman of the World, which I guess is wrapped up in an annuity, really.
Sure.
But
is the Charles Schwab an IRA account?
No, it is not.
Okay, well, so you could move those mutual funds. That is not an IRA account, that mutual fund account. You could even keep those mutual funds if you want and just move it to your existing Schwab account. So that would be one option, since you already have that account open. And then you can open up at Charles Schwab. I wouldn't go anywhere else because you know that, you know, you're there. And you can have an inherited IRA account, and you can move the IRA account to that.
So on the mutual funds, they would have to remain in mutual funds?
No. They wouldn't have to. That would be only if you wanted to. But you could, but I would recommend that you move them over and sell them once you get into the Schwab, because it's going to cost you less to sell them at Schwab than it's going to cost you to sell them where they are.
Okay. And then just invest like I have been.
Exactly.
As a partner.
Exactly. Yep.
But I'd have to leave it, the traditional IRA, I'd have to leave it as a traditional and then do it the same way, I guess.
Yes. So you can leave that as an inherited traditional IRA, but once you move it, you can do whatever you want with the investments. You just can't retitle it or change it. It's always going to be an inherited IRA, you know, until it's gone. So where'd you get it from? Your aunt or
from my mother.
Yeah, from your mother. So you're taking minimum required distributions from that.
Correct.
And you'll still have to do that, but you can change the investments and the way it's invested.
Okay, just pull it in as it is and then change it
any way you want. That's right. Yep. So you're going to go to Schwab. You're going to put some of that in your existing account that you have, and then you'll open up an inherited IRA at Schwab, and they will give you a transfer form to sign. You can do it online. You can fill it out online, and then they'll transfer the inherited IRA and bring it over to your Schwab account.
And maybe they might waive those transfer fees if I ask.
There aren't any transfer fees from Schwab. So the transfer fees are going to be from Edward Jones. And if they have transfer fees, they ain't going to waive them.
Yeah.
So there's no sense in asking.
Okay. All right. I'll contact Charles Schwab.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Mark. Good
Thank
stuff.
You, sir.
You're welcome. 844-707-5533. Folks, we're coming up on a break. We've got an hour left. So we're going to take your calls, 844-707-5533. We've got lines open on the board. I want to remind you, folks, you know, so many people right now, you are having an opportunity today, to probably capture some profits. And if you want to capture them and secure them, and you want to put them in CDs, check out Christian Community Credit Union first. See what they're going to do. You can do that from our website at financialissues.org. Christian Community Credit Union is a credit union we use. They are underwriters. They underwrite our ministry. They have come alongside us because we have come along beside them. So you can go to our website and get to them for anything. And I'll tell you, someday you want to have a relationship with them, because someday if you want a car loan or refinance a mortgage or something, they are great, great people to work for. I get comments every single week from people thanking me for how great they are on a car loan or a refi or a mortgage or something that they have used them for, not to mention they have great CDs. So keep that into consideration. So I hope that you will do that, Christian Community Credit Union. So the only thing that I'm going to leave you with here as we come up on the break is our retreat. You heard Minda talk about it. You've heard testimonies on air from people that have called in the year during the break. Patty from Ohio, I remember last week, called and just said, I don't know if we're playing that over now, but Patty from Ohio just urged everybody. She's been to the last two, and she's urged you all to come. It really is a time with new family members. You're going to love it, and it is such a blessing, and it is a time that of renewing our spirit. And you say, well, you know what, I'm good. I go to church on Wednesday nights and Sunday, and I don't need any renewal. I hear that, but I'm telling you, you will come away very, very glad that you did that. Very glad that you did that. So I hope that you will come. You will renew your spirit. You're going to renew your heart. You are going to hear the word of God preached to you and taught to you by Dr. Woodrow Kroll in a way that I can tell you you've never heard before, that I know it's going to be a blessing. You're going to be placed in a state of worship that you've not been in, and you're going to have fellowship with so many like-minded people, members.